live on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. It's time for Q&A with DJ Phone. Today's program is sponsored by High Country Rec V Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. Now, here's your host for Q&A, DJ Phone.
And welcome to the Monday edition of Q&A. This is our very first program from our brand new KQ&A studio. We want to thank Sanford Cohen, Ken Byers, and especially Mark Parthay, who has put this whole studio together. It is a marvel. It's very, very modern. We may sound just a little bit different as we work everything out, so it's a great time to be in this new studio here at KQ&A. So, we've got a special program for you today. If you're a regular listener, you know what happens around holiday weekends. We have Jerry Stewart, who has the nationally syndicated series of patriotic programs. For each occasion during the year, Jerry will be calling in just a few seconds to talk about his very special Independence Day program. It is a terrific show that you're going to love, and it's called We the People. That will be airing at 2 o'clock Wednesday, the 4th of July, right here on KQ&A, and Jerry will be calling in just a moment for that. In the meantime, we want to remind you that there is Diamondbacks baseball tonight. It comes your way at 6 p.m. as the D-backs open a three-game series with the St. Louis Cardinals at Chase Field, so that's a home series. And then we will also have the Padres coming in for four games. The Padres will be coming in Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So Jerry will be calling in here in the new studio in just a few minutes. Now, coming up tomorrow, I have a special interview with Dean Simmons. Now, he is a Las Vegas entertainer who's been doing a Garth Brooks tribute for more than 25 years, and he will be bringing that show to the Prescott Elks Theater this Saturday at 7 p.m. You can get your tickets by calling the Prescott Elks Theater at 777-1370 or going online to PrescottElksTheater.com. That's to see the Garth guy. His name is Dean Simmons. He'll be doing that show Saturday the 7th. Also coming to the Prescott Elks Theater on Saturday the 28th of July, the Teen Idols take us for a stroll down memory lane. That'll be coming up the 28th. In August, they have the Eric Clapton Experience on Friday, August 10th. And in September on the 14th, Turn the Page, the ultimate tribute to Bob Seger, which our own Ken Byers says is one heck of a show you do not want to miss. All of those coming to the Prescott Elks Theater and put together by our friend Terry Davies at TAD Management. Have you ever been completely surprised by the way that you really like a movie that you really expected to hate? Well, strange as that sounds, that happened last week. I went to see Deadpool 2 just to see why it's made so much money. And as a sequel, no less, it's very rare. Now, I didn't see the original, but what I did know was that it was a sequel. I don't like sequels. I don't like a bunch of F-bombs in a movie. And this one had about 200 of them. And I don't like superhero films. So I went in expecting to hate it. Here's the weird thing. I loved Deadpool 2. Ryan Reynolds was fantastic in the lead role. Josh Brolin was perhaps the ultimate bad guy. And it was just hilarious. If you have not seen Deadpool 2 and you want to see a movie just chock full of inside Hollywood jokes, winks and nods, breaking the fourth wall, and all sorts of inside references, you have to see it. And by golly, I think we have Jerry Stewart on the line right now. And is this Jerry Stewart?
Hey.
Studio, you are the very first guest. You are, in fact, christening our brand new studio, and Mark Parthay, who put it together, is standing here right next to me, beaming with pride like a new daddy. Yeah, he's shaking,
you know what?
Too.
We got the box of chocolates and the wonderful long stem roses today.
Glad to hear that. We're going to break the
bottle. Hold it. That didn't come from you.
No, we broke the bottle of champagne along the side of the bow.
Well, here's the great thing. Anytime something is new, there's always going to be some little something. And so as it turns out, I was dialing a number and the phone was ringing and somehow I wasn't dialing the right number. So here we are now.
And here we are. We have a new phone number in the new studio. We have a real nice setup here. Our guests coming in can see our new all the new equipment and everything. It's really great to be a part of. And we're really glad.
You guys deserve it. You deserve it.
Well, it was great having you here when you were here with Kelly just a couple months ago. We got a chance to show you around Prescott just a little bit, see what we're all about, because you always get a big crowd, you know, when you're on the show. We always get a good response to your appearances. And when you were here 2 months ago, you also went to the veterans hospital here, and you interviewed some veterans. We talked about that last time.
And the reason we have
you on today is you have a very special program that we are going to air on Wednesday, the 4th of July. It'll air at 2 p.m. It's called We the People. We're going to talk about that, Jerry, in just a minute. In the meantime, we have some bills to pay here. So we're going to take a brief break here and come back with more of Jerry Stewart. He's our guest for the full hour today on Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities. 11:30 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live around the world at KQ&A.com. Jerry Stewart, just around the corner.
He's KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 210. We have Jerry Stewart on the line calling in from Texas. Jerry, you've got a very special program that we're going to air Wednesday at 2 p.m. right here on KQ&A. It's called We the People. Tell us about that.
Yeah, first of all, thanks. We sort of think, there's a few heroes, but unless I'm going to be a hero or unless everybody's going to acknowledge what I've done, maybe I'll just think that it's not, important to do things. And so what I thought would be really interesting would be to dig way back into the history books and find people that we've never heard of before who did pretty amazing things and to this day, quite frankly, they've never really received any special attention for the things that they did, and to tell their stories, and some of them are amazing, amazing stories.
And Jerry, if our founding fathers were to somehow come back today to America and see our life, our culture, our mores, our morals, what do you think they would think?
Wow. What do you think they would think?
Well, I don't think they would have intended for things to have been working out the way they have been.
Oh, wow. I think they couldn't help but be somehow disappointed. And, we've got this freedom today that everybody can kind of, think the direction that they want. I can tell you, I've spent enough time reading the various papers and the ideals of our founding fathers, and they were very, very specific. First of all, they took the flag way serious. I mean, way serious. They spent hours and days, probably even months, trying to figure out what our flag, our United States flag, would look like. They spent a heck of a lot of time working on the colors, the design. They wanted every piece of the flag to mean something. So then when somebody says, it's just a piece of cloth, the founding fathers would take huge exception to that. And so on the program, I thought it might be kind of interesting to pursue something. A number of years ago, I did an interview with one of the Marines that carried the first flag of Fibonacci and Iwo Jima. Now, for those who are not familiar with the names and such, that famous Marine flag raising that we see, that's that famous statue that's in Washington, D.C., and it's the most famous, quite frankly, it's probably one of the most famous pictures ever in the history of America, okay? That was the second flag that was raised on Fibonacci during the Battle of Iwo Jima, which is World War II. Now, the first flag wasn't quite so, not a lot of pictures were taken, but the point was when they hit that beach and they knew that it was going to be a terribly difficult battle, they said, look, the first thing we want to do is to establish the fact that now this island is ours. So they took a small group of Marines and said, if you can get to the top, put up the flag so that we know to the top. And so everyone on the beach, out in the ships, everybody was braced to see if this small group of Marines made it to the top. So when they finally did make it to the top and they raised that flag, the man told me you could hear the ships out in the harbor blowing their horns. You could hear the men hollering from down on the beach. And it was a powerful, powerful moment. And he said to me in that interview, he said, and that flag raising was what gave us the strength to face over the next 3 months that 6,000 Marines were going to be killed on that tiny island. And so it's like he was saying to me that the flag has the ability to save lives by giving us the strength and the courage to keep going forward when most would stop. And so I think our founding fathers, when they would talk about rallying around the flag, you know, that's what they would do. And a lot of times when you went into battle, the first person that they wanted to shoot was the person carrying the flag. Because if the flag was dropped, many times the soldiers would cut and run or they would surrender because they wouldn't have a flag to rally around. Did you know that? That's an interesting idea.
I didn't know that, Jerry. That's a fascinating story. And, you know, it's full of symbolism, too, because not only is it very symbolic when a flag of any country hits the ground, but to use a much, much lighter corollary here, I still recall a sports story akin to that when a rookie player for a National Hockey League team came into the locker room after a game. It had been a bad game. He'd had a bad game. And as he's undressing, he takes off his team sweater that he wore during the game and throws it onto the floor. And the team captain came over to him and grabbed him by the throat. And he said, "That logo on that sweater never hits the floor." Now, if you extrapolate that to what a flag means to a country, we can understand, can't we?
And so I'm going to be telling the story in more detail how so many of those Marines that raised that flag that day never even left the island. They died in battle in that, on that island. And the idea then, and so I think our founding fathers would just be shocked. They would be saying, "Are you kidding me? You know, are you really thinking that, you've come to this point to where you can just blow it off, stay in the locker, kneel, whatever you want to do, and then pass it on to your young children as if now it becomes the regular way to act?" I don't know about you, when I was a kid, man, every morning at the beginning of school, we would stand, put our hands over our heart, and we would stand, the Lord would look directly at the flag as we would proudly say the Pledge of Allegiance. And you didn't mess around with it. And anybody that cut up during the Pledge of Allegiance got sent to the principal's office.
Indeed. I remember.
And these days, I mean, it's like, oh, big deal, whatever, you know. And so I think that our founding fathers would be, I think they would be extremely impressed. They could see all the high-rise buildings. And, you know, and all of the pieces. You know, another thing that I think is really interesting is the way that the founding fathers sort of carved in the wording in the Declaration of Independence. And when they said that there are certain rights that are inalienable. And, you know, sometimes I have to go back and remind myself exactly what that means. An inalienable right means nobody has the power or the right to give it to you or the power of or the right to take it away. And, of course, what's the first thing that they say? Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. And I think we would be pretty shocked if we now had determined that a woman has the choice as to whether a life is going to live or be taken. I think they really would be. And as I look and I think and I study the stories and I look at the bravery and I think about what Nathan Hale said, you know, he said the biggest mistake we can make is to think because we can only do a little, we just do nothing. And I think it's time for all of us, all the little people like you and me and the millions of others, to realize that we do have a duty and a responsibility regardless of whether we get any attention by doing it or not, right?
Well, yeah, complacency can be the beginning of the end, can't it?
Oh, wow. You know, when you ever get to the point that you think it doesn't matter, well, you're through. you're through. You know, you jump out of the plane and you're trying to decide whether you want to pull the cord or not.
Yeah.
You're going to hit the ground soon enough. Best you pull the cord. Best you realize that. And when you look over a little further and you think about, what do you think about the Bill of Rights, for example? Did you know, most people don't know this, when our founding fathers, after we had won our independence and the Constitutional Congress got together, and by the way, their goal was to make the Constitution as simple as possible. They didn't want it to have a lot of verbiage. But whenever they got through, the very men who penned the Constitution refused to sign it unless there were some extra, what they called, Bill of Rights added. They wouldn't sign their own Constitution until those got added. And now when you go and you look and you think about, you know, what they were saying, I wonder sometimes if when they said, freedom of speech, you know, do you think that they meant that a handful of people could just storm into an auditorium and just scream somebody down to where they couldn't even give a speech? You really think that's what they meant when they did that?
I think what they meant was with the freedom comes responsibility.
Absolutely. And, you know, really one of the reasons why the founding fathers did that was because while the Brits were still in power, you would gather, and when they would see a group of people gathering, a group of men, they'd come and say, hey, what are you guys talking about? What's going on? And so then they started having to have special secret places to meet, because if they were found to be meeting and having anything negative to the government, they were put in locked. They were locked up. And so they wanted people to know that you could stand on the corner and that you could speak your mind, mm-hmm. but that definitely it was meant to be in the right way, in the proper manner. And I'll tell you, something's happening today, and you notice it. If a person tries to go to a college campus and there's a group of people there that don't want them to be there, you might as well just go home, because it ain't going to happen, because they don't have the ability, or they don't want to take the time or effort to stop the people who are really just making trouble. And every time they make trouble and get away with it, it only emboldens them to do more, right?
Well, not only that, but Jerry, there's also a huge misunderstanding about the right to free speech. We see this all the time with professional athletes, is that they get shut down, they get traded, they get released, and they complain, hey, you violated my right to free speech. No, you didn't, because the constitutional right to free speech only guarantees that you won't be thrown in jail for what you say. It has nothing to do with job protection or community standing or being ostracized. You will pay a price for saying the wrong thing in the wrong place at the wrong time.
And oh my goodness gracious, I mean, you're going to walk into your job and you're going to go on the radio and just start spouting off with all these vulgarities and stuff, and think your boss is just going to say, sure, hey man, good job, keep it up. No, he's going to throw you out on your can.
You bet. And we're going to talk
because
more.
You've got the responsibility, don't you?
You sure do. We're going to talk more about that in just a moment coming up on today's Q&A, as we're talking with Jerry Stewart about his very special 4th of July program, We the People. We're going to carry it at 2 o'clock Wednesday right here on KQ&A. More coming up with Jerry Stewart on the Talk of the Quad Cities. Today's Q&A, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at KQ&A.com. Don't go away.
Grandpa Gettle here for Gettle's High Desert Mechanical. Vacations, barbecues, bike rides, camping trips, and swimming in the river. I remember when my grandsons Adam and Ted were boys, they loved having time to play all summer long. Now they work hard to keep you cool and comfortable during even the hottest months of the season.
For four generations, highly trained technicians, mobile dispatch, and 24/7 emergency services, Gettles High Desert Mechanical is the name to trust. Call 928-772-2751 or visit GettlesHDM.com.
Don't forget they take care of plumbing problems, too. They sure work hard. Give those boys a call, 772-2751. They're waiting to hear from you, and we thank you kindly.
Gettles High Desert Mechanical, heating, air conditioning, and plumbing. Don't settle. Get Gettles.
For 2,000 years, we've defended life and cared for the poor. We built hospitals and orphanages and started the university system. Guided by the Holy Spirit, we compiled the Bible. We are the Catholic Church, the church founded by Jesus. If you've been away from the Catholic faith, come home to Sacred Heart Church. We've been saving souls in Prescott for 140 years. Visit us at sacredheartprescott.com.
Every summer, we celebrate our freedom by coming together with our families and friends and enjoying the outdoors. Hi, this is Bob Bean from Affinity RV. The RV lifestyle gives you the chance to celebrate your freedom all year long. There's nothing like getting out of your daily routine and hitting the road to refresh and renew. It's no surprise the song America the Beautiful was actually inspired and written during a cross-country trip. Show your kids the majesty of an eagle soaring across the sky in Alaska. Experience the quiet only found just before dawn as you watch the sunrise over the Rocky Mountains. Pull a rainbow trout out of a fast-moving stream in Wyoming. Sit on a beach in California and watch the sun slowly drop into the ocean. Watch a bull rider earn his living 8 seconds at a time at the world's oldest rodeo right here in Prescott. Honor the brave men and women of our military who put their lives on the line every day to protect our freedom by getting out and exploring the country they defended. Affinity RV Service, Sales, and Rental.
Kelly.
Willow Creek Road, Prescott, Highway 69, Prescott Valley, and Dewey, or online anytime at affinityrv.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And we are back live at 226. We have Jerry Stewart, our favorite Americana historian. He is on the line calling in from Texas. Jerry, I kind of wish you could have been here this past Saturday because a lot of things converged right here in Prescott, Arizona. For one thing, it was our annual World's Oldest Rodeo Parade, which we always have downtown around this time of year. And it also coincided, of course, with Independence Day, which is a very, very big American holiday. But what really made this one special for the folks of Prescott is not only was Saturday the day of the world's oldest rodeo parade, but it was also the fifth anniversary of the very day that 19 Granite Mountain Hotshots firefighters died fighting a fire in nearby Yarnell. And we commemorate
we saw that
them.
Movie, didn't we?
Yeah, the movie was called Only the Brave with Josh Brolin and Miles Teller. That was, of course, a true story. It was handled with a lot of respect. And we honor those firefighters all the time here. But especially this past Saturday, we had a lot of commemorations of them. We just opened up a storefront with a lot of the memorabilia that people left behind at the firehouse after the deaths of the 19. So we had a real demonstration here of what we feel about our first responders, our military, and our traditions right here in Prescott. I kind of wish you could have been here.
Wow. No, I would loved to have been there. Kelly and I, you know, we're really, really kicking around and figuring out how we could pull it off. But we would love, honestly, to just hit the road. We've got about 400 radio stations that, you know, kind of take various versions of all of my programs, and we just think it would be so powerful just to be able to go around, talk with your listeners, hear what people have to say, have group meetings, you know, and just see the kind of thing like you guys were celebrating, or should I say remembering, that terrible, terrible event. But those are the people, and those are the people we should be keeping our eyes on, because you know what, those are the people that are still doing what needs to be done to keep our country going, huh?
You bet. And our first responders, they're pretty much our local military. So we appreciate them very much. Jerry,
and you know, the interesting thing is, I'm sorry, I was just going to say, the interesting thing is one of the fellas that I'm going to be talking about, remember I mentioned earlier in the program that I was looking hard to find people that just didn't have any mark in history to speak of that we think, but yet what they did was pretty powerful. Have you ever heard of a fellow by the name of Jack Jouett?
I was just to ask you about that because I wasn't sure the pronunciation, so I'm glad you brought that up.
Yeah, Jack Jouett was, now think about this, Paul Revere, and as you know, Paul Revere was made very famous by, you know, the poem, "And listen, my children, and you shall hear the powerful ride of Paul Revere," something like that.
Yeah.
And interestingly enough, I mean, Paul Revere was out there. If you remember, what happened was the British were coming, and they knew where there was a stockpile of guns and ammunition and black powder and all that, and they were coming. And Revere and the others said, "Wow, we gotta go let them know so that they can, you know, block and save the powder and the guns and everything." And so, but interestingly enough, in his ride, Paul Revere got only 12 miles. Okay, not to make short of 12 miles, that's a lot. But one night during right after the 4th of July of 1776, Jack Jouett is out in the front of it, and he's kind of sitting out there on the grass, and he sees this group of British, they call them white coats, riding by, and he sees that they're being led by somebody that he knew he was a cutthroat, mean dude, and they were riding down the road at a pretty fast pace toward Monticello, which was where Thomas Jefferson and a number of the others were having a special meeting. Patrick Henry that was there, a number of them were there. And these guys had evidently been tipped off that that's where they were. And so Jouett had to decide, okay, either I'm just going to keep laying out here in the front of the tavern and enjoy myself, or I've got to find a way to beat those guys to Monticello to tip these guys off and maybe save their lives. But the problem was that he could not ride on them because the Brits had control of the main roads. So he had to get out in the woods, go through the sticks, through the briars, and they say, according to the story, is by the time he got there, he was pretty much a ripped up bloody mess from riding through all that stuff, and he rode 40 miles at night in the brush and beat the British troops there. And I'll wait and tell you the rest of the story on the 4th of July. But nobody's ever even heard of Jack Jouett. Now, when you start checking, you'll find out that there are people who are honoring him in his own little town or wherever. But, you know, the message is if you think you're going to do something just so you'll be recognized, then you're already on the wrong foot. You're already on the wrong foot. And that's exactly what you're talking about, these firefighters. They had no idea what was going to happen. All they knew is what they had to do to save the homes, save the people, to save the land, and they did it. And they all, except what? I think there was maybe one survivor, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the idea. And you look through and you see there was a fellow by the name of George Whitfield. He was a traveling minister. And something I had never thought of before. See if you can answer me this question. First of all, the premise was that if you were not in one of the colonies, like if you were a member of the Delaware colony and you went to, say, Maryland, you were considered to be a foreigner. Every colony was almost like its own country, so to speak. So when it came time for the colonies to rally to take on the most powerful single military force in the world, how do you think that they could even come together and agree that they would all run, you know, all follow the same, all go the same direction? Because get all of them to, first of all, to all agree to declare the Declaration of Independence, how would you get them to fight for the independence? And it's a very powerful story of this traveling minister. And he traveled from colony to colony, talking to people about our being the same in God's eyes, and that we are not separate, and we're not, you know, he's not a foreigner, you know, here we are, we're all together. And according to everything that I've read, he just had thousands of sermons that he was preaching and traveling everywhere by horse. And even though he was losing his health, he felt this, he had to keep going. And according to so many people, they say that he was a big, big force in getting people not to see others in other colonies as a foreigner. Had you ever heard that before?
The first time I've heard that.
Yeah, yeah. And so, you know, it's just a good, I love to study the stories of history. And the only thing that ever bothers me is when it makes me feel sad that some of the things we've drifted away from, you know, I don't know. Everybody's kind of got their own way of thinking the way things should be going. I know one thing for sure our founding fathers would have done. I believe they would have had term limits. Don't you? Don't you think that would have been one of the Bill of Rights?
Yeah, you know, part of me says, yeah, and we can talk about that coming up after the news break. In the meantime, I want to give you a little line about how to tell the generations apart. If someone is young versus someone is old, if someone asks me or you what LBJ means, your answer would be?
Lyndon Baines Johnson.
Of course. If someone is under 25 and you say LBJ, you know what they're going to say?
What?
LeBron James.
Ah, really?
Isn't that amazing? Just a generational thing. That's all.
You know, and you are exactly right. In fact, I've got a little story to share with you of something that happened to us at the local Texas Rangers baseball game just the other night. That shows me that, you know, I still think I'm on the right track, but sometimes when I end up talking to the younger generation, they look at me like I'm just an old fool.
Well, I can still recall when I used to follow Dallas Cowboys games, you had a wide receiver named Drew Pearson. And because my major was journalism, I always thought about Drew Pearson as the old Associated Press reporter. So I had to overcome that. So we all have our generation. That was him, yeah. We're going to talk more of Jerry Stewart coming up right now. We're going to take a break for local and state news with Link right here from the brand new KQ&A studios. Thanks to Sanford Cohen, Ken Byers, and Mark Parthay for making this beautiful studio possible. Back with more from Jerry Stewart coming up in just a few minutes on today's Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, streaming live at kqna.com. Don't go away.
National Conservative is who I am.
Paid for by Tiffany Shedd for Congress Committee.
We're KQ&A.
Good afternoon, and thanks for making the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A, your choice for your Monday. I'm Link Elliott with a check of news and weather together on Q&A with DJ Phone, brought to you by Wallach & Volk. The Granite Mountain Hotshots were remembered and honored 5 years after they were killed fighting the Yarnell Hill Fire. A remembrance ceremony was held in downtown Prescott Saturday afternoon, 5 years to the day of the Yarnell Hill Fire tragedy that killed 19 hotshots. The survivor of that tragedy, Brendan McDonough, says he carries the memories of his fallen brothers.
I remind myself of the blessings I have. I pray for the family. I hope that such a difficult reminder sometimes some sort of peace. I continue to carry on.
On Friday, the Granite Mountain Interagency Hotshot Cruise Learning and Tribute Center opened at the Prescott Gateway Mall. State Forester Jeff Whitney explains he has mixed feelings as this tragedy is remembered 5 years later.
I knew them well before we lost them, and for this I'm very thankful. However, I didn't get to know them as well as I'd hoped to, and for this I'm pretty sorry.
Governor Doug Ducey ordered flags at all state buildings be flown at half staff in honor of the hotshot Saturday. Ducey also issued a proclamation in remembrance of those brave firefighters. Cottonwood police need your help in locating a murder suspect.
Domingo Anguiano Valdez is described as a 54-year-old Hispanic man who is 5 feet 10 inches tall and weighing 190 pounds. He does handyman work and landscaping for a living. Valdez was last seen driving a 1994 Black Ford Ranger. He has ties to California and Mexico, and his last known address was in Cottonwood, but police say he is now likely back in Mexico. If you have information on this featured Catch-22 suspect, you could earn a $500 cash reward. Call Yavapai Silent Witness at 1-800-932-3232 with that information. View photos and details of each day's suspect online at yavapaisw.com under the Catch-22 tab. I'm Bill Monroe reporting.
Taking a look at your KQ&A weather. Mostly clear tonight, sunny and breezy this week. Expect an overnight low of 62 tonight in the Prescott area with a high of 88 tomorrow and a high of 89 on Wednesday. 67 degrees tonight for Cottonwood and the Verde Valley with a high on Tuesday of 98 and a high on Wednesday of 98 again. Q&A will continue after this. I'm Link Elliott for the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 and 95.5 FM, KQ&A.
Experts in treating chronic and hard-to-heal wounds. The Advanced Wound Care Center at the YRMC Del E. Webb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley is ready to help. We work closely with your physician to create an individualized healing plan customized to your needs and lifestyle. This allows personal one-on-one care designed to enhance your comfort and recovery. Ask your doctor about hyperbaric oxygen therapy. It's state-of-the-art wound care therapy that accelerates healing and fights infection, and it's available at the Advanced Wound Care Center. Talk to your doctor about the Advanced Wound Care Center. We're conveniently located at the YRMC Del E. Webb Outpatient Center in Prescott Valley. Call 771-4788 or visit yrmc.org.
Take advantage of your golden years. These are the times to reflect, relax, and have a whole lot of fun. Country Bank's home equity conversion mortgage, known as a reverse mortgage, could be your supplemental financial option. Suzanne Cosley, the reverse mortgage specialist at Country Bank, can show you how to convert a portion of your home equity into tax-free money.
Come by and see me, Suzanne Cosley at Country Bank, or call me at 928-583-9015 for more details.
An equal housing lender, member FDIC.
There's a lot of propane companies out there, but not many that have been around as long as Yavapai Bottle Gas since 1987. Same owners, same values, and same fair pricing. Yavapai Bottle Gas has lots of options, too, like their pre-buy program or budget payment plans. You can always count on Yavapai Bottle Gas for straightforward, professional propane service where you want it, when you want it. Give your friends at Yavapai Bottle Gas a call at 776-9007, and don't forget to say thanks.
Okay, Jerry.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And at 2:43, we are back live with Jerry Stewart, whose very special patriotic program, We the People, will air right here Wednesday at 2 p.m. on KQ&A. We have Jerry on the line. Before we get back to him, I want to remind you that the fireworks for Wednesday at Mountain Valley Park in Prescott Valley have been canceled. As you know, we have been in the middle of the worst drought in recorded weather history in this area. It's just not worth the risk to set off fireworks, and they have canceled them for Prescott Valley as well as Prescott. So big changes there for Wednesday evening. Also, as we broadcast today for the very first time from the very brand new KQ&A studios, want to remind you there's new programming coming up today at 3 o'clock, the Ben Shapiro Show. You will hear that starting at 3, and then at 4 o'clock, Talk of the Town, Chino Valley, back in its usual spot. Q&A, of course, every day, Monday through Thursday now at 2 p.m. Back with Jerry Stewart. Jerry, your special program, We the People, airs Wednesday at 2. We haven't mentioned yet your wonderful webpage and how parents and grandparents can download or purchase materials to share with their children and grandchildren. Tell us about those.
Yeah, you know, we really are excited about seeing all the people that are coming to the site. They can easily go there by just putting my name, Jerry Stewart USA. If they put that in on a search engine, they'll come over. They may end up at first over at our catalog, and there's literally hundreds of stories and hundreds of programs that I've done that are everything from my daily feature called One Moment in America to a weekend feature that I do called You Were There, and then holiday programs, and you can find programs for Memorial Day and Veterans Day and, all of the different holidays, including Thanksgiving and Christmas, and I just love to tell stories. stories. People say you're just kind of like my uncle who used to talk too much, and he liked to come into my kitchen and sit down at my table. I said, is that a compliment? That's a compliment, you know. But the other thing is that they can easily go over to stories and commentaries, and they tell me there's over 200 short stories with pictures that just talk about some of the things in history that we've forgotten, maybe things we would love to pass on to our children and our grandchildren, or just sit down together. I mean, when you start wondering why did John Hancock sign his name so big, you know, why did the founding fathers design the flag the way they did, why various things, why did people say or do certain things, and it's all free right there for you to read and enjoy. You can also turn the kids loose. It's all G-rated. There's nothing there that would be offensive to anyone. And so I love the opportunity, and I'm really very thankful that you let me come on your station and tell the stories today.
Jerry, we love having you on here, and you mentioned before about the place some people have in history. They're kind of underappreciated because they weren't in the right place at the right time with the right people for their story to be told. In fact, I'm reminded, have you ever heard the name John Landy, L-A-N-D-Y?
No.
He was an Australian long-distance runner who had the misfortune of being the second man in the world to break the 4-minute mile.
Oh, my goodness.
Everybody knows about Roger Bannister, who was knighted because he broke the 4-minute mile, but John Landy came just a little bit too late.
It's like the Wright brothers, and they said there were a number of people that were right on the edge, you know, of flying. And it's very interesting. Here's the other thing that's interesting about Bannister. Once, first of all, before he broke the 4-minute mile, people said impossible.
Yeah.
You cannot do it on your, you know, just running. You can't do it.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as he broke that 4-minute mile, that impossible stunt, they say there was over 20 people in the next year that broke the record. Once they were told they could do it,
Yeah. They
did it, and now they say on the, I think it's in the the big race they have in Boston. They say that sometimes even the slowest runners are beating the 4-minute mile.
It's all about
it's
possibility thinking, isn't it?
Oh, it's all about believing. All about believing, and that's what I want people to do. I want them to. A lot of you know, older folks, retired folks, or people my age, and they'll just say, wow, you know, we're sunk. I'm just like, no, we're not sunk. But, you know, it was like only maybe 5% of all the colony, the people in the colonies, only about 5% actually fought for our independence.
Yeah.
It wasn't like 100% or 80%. It was a small band of people who believed in the idea of being free and being a free nation and not being under the thumb of some other nation. And it doesn't take everybody. Doesn't take everybody, but it takes you. It takes me. It takes each of us. And that's what I try to do in these programs, is just encourage us all. You know, a guy told me to me this way one time. He said, if you built a beautiful ship and it was just hand-carved and everything was beautiful, and you took that ship out into the middle of the ocean and it's just going along beautifully, and the rudder broke under the water, and suddenly the ship can't be steered, and the ship's just going in circles and going all these different ways, what would you do? Would you just abandon ship? Would you just get out your little rowboats and just take off and leave this beautiful ship just floating in the middle of the ocean? Of course not. You'd jump in the water, you'd swim underneath, and you'd fix the rudder, and that's what we need to do. We need to look and decide what we know to be right, and we need to fix the rudder.
Jerry, we're down to only 3 minutes because time flies when we're talking to you. We just have so much fun. So I have to ask you, part of your We the People program at 2 o'clock here on Tuesday, you're going to talk about the right to bear arms, aren't you?
I surely am. And, you know, it's funny because the reason why the right to bear arms was so important was because the very thing that the Brits wanted to do was to take the guns away from everyone. And here's something that'll blow you away. Jefferson said the reason that we need the right to bear arms is because he suspected that the people were going to end up someday having to use the guns against their own government. Can you imagine? if somebody were to think about that or talk about that today, now I don't think that's ever, well, I don't know. I don't see that happening. But the point is the right to bear arms was crucial, absolutely crucial to, you know, to the proper defense of our nation. And the other thing I think is interesting, and I'll just wrap this up with this, is that the fellow who actually wrote the verbiage for the Second Amendment to the Bill of Rights, this right, the right to life, well, it was actually in the first, life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and then it talked about how, this right to have the freedom, of religion. Interestingly enough, if you could talk with him, he would say it has nothing to do with trying to push God out of the schools or buildings. It was about pushing the government out of the business of being a religious organization. Mm-hmm. And the fellow that wrote that amendment actually was one of the fellows that believed with all of his heart that the number one reader in all the schools should be what? The Bible. Very interesting how things can get twisted and turned. You ever said something and somebody takes it the wrong way and forever and ever and ever, that's what they think you said?
On radio
that's what
every
happened.
Day.
That's what happened.
Well, Jerry, as we wrap up this hour, give us one more quick mention of how we can contact your wonderful webpage.
Yeah. Just go to Jerry Stewart USA in a search engine, and it'll take you right there to my site. It's called Vision Radio Productions, and then there's a one-moment site. But they all end up funneling to the same spot to give the opportunity for people to do some programs for less than $4, a whole hour program on audio for less than $4, or go over for absolutely free and just sit down with your family members and read the stories.
Indeed. Once again, a great pleasure to talk to you, Jerry Stewart. Say hello to Kelly for me. We look forward to your program, We the People, airing here on KQ&A Wednesday at 2 p.m. When's your next program, by the way?
The next program is going to be Labor Day.
And we look forward to that. We thank you for joining us today.
Thanks.
As you christen the new studio on KQ&A.
All right. I like that. I'll get out the champagne after we hang up.
There you go. Thank you so much, my friend. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
That's Jerry Stewart, the special program, 2 p.m. Wednesday, We the People. Stay tuned. Got some final thoughts and tomorrow's KQ&A or tomorrow's Q&A guests coming your way on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 a.m., 99.9 FM, 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood. We stream live at KQ&A.com.
Website and in the Chamber's annual directory. You're also eligible to place brochures in the Chamber's lobby and opportunities galore to network with other business people at monthly mixers and other events. Join the Prescott Chamber today at 445-2000. Prescott's business advocate, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce.
When it comes to seafood, think small. Sally B's has upped the ante on their all-you-can-eat fish fry on Fridays with new oriental butterfly shrimp. That's right. Not only can you get their famous Icelandic cod for one low price, you can savour delicious shrimp like you've never had. Served with your choice of potatoes, veggies, soup or salad, and a dinner roll. The fish fry is every Friday from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. They're in the Safeway Shopping Centre in Prescott Valley, Sally B's Cafe.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
You're listening to Q&A on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Once again, here's your host, DJ Phone.
And just a reminder, coming up at 6 o'clock tonight, Diamondbacks baseball as they open a three-game series at Chase Field with the St. Louis Cardinals. And that will bring the pregame show to us at 6 p.m., the first pitch at 6:40 on KQ&A FM. Want to remind you to stay tuned now for the new Ben Shapiro Show at 3 o'clock and Talk of the Town, Chino Valley at 4. Then join me back here tomorrow in the brand new KQ&A studio, 2 o'clock tomorrow with my guests, Jamie Geringer from Smart Girls Resale Fashion and Dean Simmons. He's the Las Vegas entertainer who is bringing his Garth Brooks tribute concert to the Elks Theater this Saturday night. Thanks for joining me today at our new time. Let's talk again tomorrow on Q&A at 2 o'clock when, from the brand new KQ&A studio, I will see you on the radio.
You've been listening to Q&A on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by High Country Rec V-Center, David Snyder, CPA, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Prescott College. The views expressed on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employees, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Q&A with DJ Phone on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.